This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The future British relationship with the European Union is in doubt after Prime Minister Theresa May put off a parliamentary vote on her plan for future ties with Brussels that appeared doomed to defeat Tuesday. She warned compromise would be necessary.
Does this House want to deliver Brexit? If the House does it want to do so through reaching an agreement with the EU? If the answer is yes, and I believe that is the answer of the majority of this House, then we all have to ask ourselves whether we're prepared to make a compromise.
Ms. May said she'll go back to the EU to seek reassurances over the future of the border between the Republic of Ireland, which remains in the 27-member bloc, and Northern Ireland. European Council President Donald Tusk said Brussels was prepared to discuss a smooth ratification, but neither the withdrawal agreement nor the so-called Irish backstop will be renegotiated. The Prime Minister plans to meet her Dutch counterpart and German Chancellor Merkel Tuesday. Maria Demirtas, deputy director of the European think tank Bruegel, said it's unsure how long the delay in the vote will be.
What I am sure about, to the extent I can be sure, is that it will not help the in terms of asking the EU to renegotiate. I don't think that will happen. There is a deal on the table, and that's it, I think, for the foreseeable future. What it can do is just help get more members of the parliament on board. But whether that can happen in 1 or 2 days, that's anybody's guess.
Markets reacted nervously. The pound sterling fell to its lowest level in 18 months. A motion to impeach Somalia's president cleared a hurdle Monday, the parliament speaker agreeing to accept it. It's been signed by 92 of 275 lawmakers, accusing President Mohamed Abdullahi, commonly known as Farmajo, of violating the Constitution after secretly signing agreements with other countries, including Ethiopia and Eritrea, involving Somali ports. This is VOA News. In an address to the French nation late Monday, President Emmanuel Macron announced a wage hike and tax cuts, part of an economic package of incentives aimed at quelling weeks of sometimes violent protests.
Ce sont 40 années de malaise qui resurgissent. Malaise des travailleurs.
He said the unrest is the result of what he called 40 years of malaise, including a lack of housing, public services, disappearing environment, a growing sense people aren't connected to the government, and changes in society. Professor Dominique Moisy, special advisor at the Institut Montaigne think tank, said Mr. Macron vowed not to tolerate unrest, but also tried to understand people's frustrations.
I've heard you. I understood your suffering. I realize that we have to enter into a new dialogue. So again, what was the most important was not only what he said, but the way he said it.
Weeks of protests have taken a toll on the French economy. UN envoy Martin Griffiths said the warring sides to the Yemen war meeting in Sweden have not yet agreed on key confidence-building measures to end the four-year conflict. They include a truce in the fighting for the port city of Hodeida. Consultations, he said, continue.
I hope, but this is hope, not optimism, right? It's still that, ambition, not optimism. I hope we will get agreements in the next couple of days on a whole range of issues. We're getting to that point where we understand, I think by tomorrow morning, we'll understand the views of both parties on specifics, and we try to close the distance.
The Saudi-backed coalition supporting the government against the Houthi rebels is under international pressure to end the conflict, which has created a severe humanitarian crisis. Shaken by government scandal, voters in Peru delivered a strong anti-corruption message in Sunday's referendum. They overwhelmingly approved 3 of 4 proposals, including a ban on re-election bids by lawmakers. 2 Russian bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons and other aircraft arrived Monday in Venezuela. Caracas said they're going to be part of joint Air Force exercises. The U.S. Space Agency's Voyager 2, launched in 1977, has become only the second spacecraft to enter interstellar space billions of kilometers away, following in the wake of Voyager 1, which reached that point back in 2012. Ed Stone is a Voyager project scientist.
Turns out we've seen a different part of the boundary at a different time in the solar activity cycle, and so we're learning a lot about the differences as well as the commonalities.
Meanwhile, NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft discovered traces of hydrogen and oxygen as it hovered near the asteroid Bennu. Military government of Thailand Tuesday lifted a ban on political campaigning ahead of next February's election, 4 years after the kingdom's latest coup. And 5 U.S. Marines declared dead as a search is called off near Japan after 2 aircraft collided last week during a refueling exercise. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.